Listener's discretion is advised. All of the parties who are listening here tonight on this Sunday edition of Random Stuff. Now, we must begin with, well, some COVID news, including Jimmy Kimmel, who had tested positive for COVID twice, just like the host of The Late Show on CBS, and the host of The Late Show on CBS took matters to his own hands. Well, he did this.
COVID is also... it's also rising out on the West Coast. Case in point, my dear friend and fellow late night host Jimmy Kimmel has tested positive for COVID once again. We wish him a speedy recovery, but I do want to point out, getting COVID twice is kind of my thing. And if you're going to steal my bit, Jimmy, I have no choice but to steal one of yours too. It's time for Mean Tweets. Here we go. Get better, Kimmel, because you can't get worse. Very mean. That's very mean. It's hard to tell if Kimmel got COVID from a staff member or a family member because most of his staff are family members. Sad to hear that COVID sidelined my third favorite Jimmy after Fallon and Dean Sausage. That's very mean. I don't know why anyone would do this. I don't know why. Jimmy Kimmel has COVID? Who cares? I only watch his show for the roots anyway.
Well, that took a blow. He really did stole one of Jimmy Kimmel's segments on Jimmy Kimmel Live. From Jimmy Kimmel Live. And put it on The Late Show. That's what I mean. Now, George W. Bush is back in the headlines, but this time for all the wrong reasons. That includes his signature. So, what did he do? Well, here's what he did.
That's nice. Hope you guys are feeling good tonight. I'm feeling, what would you describe it? A little nostalgic, I guess. Because, well, yesterday there was a sighting of a man who I spent many happy years pretending to like. I'm talking about former President George W. Bush, seen here after getting into the Saran wrap drawer again. Laura had to put up one of those little doggy doors outside the kitchen to keep him out. W and I, for about 10 years, had so many good times together back at the old Colbert Report. I made so much fun of him, and he gave me so many reasons to do that. But old days. In character. It wasn't me. It was in character. After keeping a low profile for years now, yesterday, George Bush gave a speech in Dallas as part of an event called Elections, A More Perfect Union, focused on how elections work. And we've actually acquired W's PowerPoint on how elections work. Step one, get fewer votes than your opponents. Step two, have the Supreme Court hand it to you. At one point, three-point plan. Now, at one point in his actual speech, Bush turned his attention to Russia. There's only one little problem. He had a bit of a gaffe. See if you can spot it.
Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. Of Ukraine.
Jiminy Christmas. The one phrase he definitely should never utter for the rest of his life. It's like he's thinking about it all the time and it just popped out. That has got to be the worst presidential Freudian slip since JFK said this.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask if you can do Marilyn Monroe.
Now, sure. We do these things not because they're easy, but because I am hard. Thankfully. Thankfully, W caught himself and did a quick course correct.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. Of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway. 75.
Iraq, too? That is a refreshingly lighthearted confession to war crimes, I guess. I guess we should call off the search for the WMDs at this point. Somebody owes Saddam Hussein an edible arrangement. Maybe Bush is going to start admitting to everything he's been holding back. Also, I just want to say my grandkids are the ones who paint the watercolors. Dick Cheney is a Terminator sent from the future. And there are no human-animal hybrids. I saw the Philly fanatic with his head off, and I freaked out.
Now George W. Bush needs to go back in time to fix all of that stuff. Now, remember what I said about that incident between the White Sox and the Yankees yesterday? After the New York Yankees defeated the White Sox on the Saturday afternoon baseball at Yankee Stadium, here is the White Sox side of the story with Tony La Russa, Tim Anderson, and Yasmani Grandal on what happened between them and the Yankees third baseman Josh Donaldson.
What was your take on the beat between Donaldson and Anderson there? You
got any other questions?
Nothing to say about that, Tony.
Well, who are you with?
You work for Ledger?
Yeah, well, I talked to the Chicago Press because I don't. You made a racist comment, Donaldson, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's pretty strong.
That's as strong as it gets.
Oh. Is that in the third inning? The first inning?
Do you mean to say that's all I'm going to say? You know what that means? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he just made a disrespectful comment. Baseball is, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. I was like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. I wasn't really, bothering nobody today. But, he made a comment, and, it was disrespectful. And I don't think it was called for. It was unnecessary.
That was when you guys crossed past the shortstop there at the end of the third.
Yeah, but that happened in the first. The first time he got on, and I spared him that time. And it happened again. It was just uncalled for. I got time to, be playing like that.
How do you manage to contain yourself based on that kind of comment?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know, to be honest. It was very disrespectful, I don't want to play like that.
You call it disrespectful. Tony just said it was racist. Is that accurate?
Same along that same line, yeah.
Can you say what he said?
You said what?
Can you say what he said?
I just said it.
This game went through a period in time where a lot of those comments were made, and I think we're way past that. and it's just unacceptable. So I just thought it was a little low, and you know, I want to make sure I got my teams back. There's no way that you're allowed to say something like that. It's just, like I said, unacceptable.
Did he deny saying it?
Well, what do you think? I mean, you deny it too. I mean, it's all about he, she. But I mean, you can go ask him. I'm sure he's going to deny everything. And then maybe go on Twitter and tweet something out, just like he did with Giolito last year. But I guess he lives in his own world.
So he just basically stepped in the box and you said...
Oh, I don't think I'd let him step in the box.
Oh, okay.
Believe me, you don't want me to tell you guys what I told them, so. I couldn't hear anything you said.
Tim said that he really appreciated how you guys had us back there. Just what does that say about you guys as a team?
Man, I'm sure any other team would have reacted the same way. Like I said, a comment like that is just unacceptable. It's something that should not be allowed. So I'm sure not only us, but anybody else would have reacted the same way. Maybe even worse.
Well, MLB is currently investigating that. But earlier today, during the Sunday's doubleheader, the White Sox defeated the Yankees 2 times. Earlier, it was 3-1, and then on Sunday Night Baseball, the White Sox shut down the Yankees 5-0 after that exclamation point home run by Tim Anderson. And that was the end of the season, so they're done facing against each other this season, so we may see them in the postseason, depending on how they do in the next few months. But until then, after this brief ad, we're going to get to that Quarantine While segment. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, with an exciting new business venture I can't wait to tell you about. After years of searching, I just couldn't find the right financial institution to fit my needs on account of my ties to seditionists and attempts to overturn a U.S. election. So I made a bank of my own. I call it My Bank. My Bank is a different kind of bank where we trust our customers so much we got loose pens. See? No chains on them. One time I got myself all tangled up in one of these darn things and damn near had strangled myself. The banking with My Bank is easy. Just put your cash in an envelope and mail it to My Bank at 1211-2122-1182, Bank Street, Minnetonka, Minnesota, 11212222121. Once we receive your dough, it'll be stuffed into one of these luxurious Giza cotton pillowcases. Holy hell, you feel that sateen weave. And carefully accounted for by my nephew, Juno. And don't worry about security. No one would dare rob us, because this whole place is rigged to blow. But that's not all. We got safe deposit boxes to protect your priceless collections of chewing gum and kitten teeth. And My Bank is the first financial institution to deal directly in human sperm. Just fill up a jug and we'll save your baby gravy to ensure many future generations of patriotic Caucasian Americans. My Bank is proudly not backed by the FDIC because we don't need no stinking government sniffing around our loot. Void where prohibited, My Bank not responsible if your money is stolen or wet. So send all your dough to My Bank. We're not clowning around.
Clowns?
No, Juno! No!
Incorporated. And we're back after this brief ad, folks. Now let's get to that segment. It is the quarantine version of Meanwhile, called...
Quarantine While!
Well, this Quarantine While segment is about what happened in Pennsylvania. You heard me correctly. Pennsylvania. You have to ask, why Pennsylvania? Well, Pennsylvania is having a primary election for Senate. And you know who is one of those people who are doing it? I mean, being candidates? Dr. Oz. How did Dr. Oz came about? Here is how it came about.
Meanwhile, Oprah's former protege, Dr. Oz, is running for Senate in Pennsylvania, where I guess he lives now. I don't know. The primary election is a week from today, and Dr. Oz, who's trying very hard to pretend to be a MAGA Republican, wants everyone to know that he has a friend at Mar-a-Lago.
President Trump endorsed me because he said I was smart, tough, and I will never let you down.
President Trump endorsed me because he said specifically, I'm smart, I'm tough, and I will never let us down. And the conservative views that I have are endorsed by President Trump.
President Trump knows I'm a conservative person.
President Trump endorsed me, calling me America first.
And again, this is why President Trump endorsed me.
The reason President Trump endorsed me, and he gave a lot.
My focus is to do what President Trump endorsed me to do.
President Trump endorsed me.
Well, President Trump endorsed me. That's why President Trump endorsed me.
President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump endorsed Dr. Oz for Senate.
I'm Dr. Mehmet Oz, and I approve this message.
Yeah, that's not something to be proud of, Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is so... All of a sudden, he's convinced there was election fraud. He's pro-gun. He's kissing up to Ted Nugent. It's embarrassing. At this point, Bill Cosby is a more credible TV doctor than Oz. But the truth is...
The truth is, Dr. Oz now has a chip on his shoulder to win. Well, he doesn't really have a chip, but still. What is the result of the primary elections last week? Or a few days ago? Well, here's the results.
The results are in, and America has upheld its proud tradition of not knowing who won. At least in one race everyone's talking about, the Republican nomination for Senate in Pennsylvania, which pits former hedge fund executive and customer asking the manager why the people at that table got their food first, David McCormick, against TV charlatan and winner of the Emmy for Outstanding Achievement in Self-Taxidermy, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Now, as of this taping... The race is a toss-up, with Dr. Oz getting 31.3% of the vote to McCormick's 31.1%. Wow, that's a nail-biter. That is stressful. And there is no better cure for stress than Dr. Oz's raspberry ketone and green coffee bean protein pancake mix. Side effects include stress. Here's the thing. It's a nail biter, but both sides remain confident. Last night, McCormick's chief strategist tweeted, based on how many uncounted absentee ballots there are and the margin by which Dave has won them so far, that's why we are confident of victory. While an advisor to Dr. Oz pointed to uncounted ballots in Philadelphia and declared, it's a jump ball, which I will remind you is how they eventually decided Bush v. Gore. Okay? W was a monster in the paint. He was a monster in the paint. He took the rock to the Rehnquist. Now, Pennsylvania law requires a recount when the margin is half a percentage point or less. But one Dr. Oz supporter sees a way around that. I'm talking, of course, about former President Fraud Flintstone, a.k.a. Flabbadabagoo. Old Flabbadabba said somewhere on the internet that Oz should not trust outstanding mail-in ballots typing, Dr. Oz should declare victory. It makes it much harder for them to cheat with the ballots that they just happen to find. Well, I will give him this. He is an authority on cheating. Just ask all of his wives. We do. It's been a while. Just throw it out there. Throw the corn out for the chickens. We do know who the winner of the race will face in the general election. That's Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, seen here in his formal hoodie. Now, unlike over with the Republicans, the Democratic race is not even close, with Fetterman capturing 59% of the vote and possibly going on to win every county in Pennsylvania. Clearly, he's a rising star, which may be why. One Biden advisor told CNN, quote, there are big similarities between John Fetterman and Joe Biden. And that could explain Biden's latest makeover. That's right. So this is good. He should do it. He should go for it.
I don't think he should
just
go
don't
for
fight it,
time.
Right? Just go right? Don't write it, right, Fouché? Just go for it. Now, Pennsylvania Republicans did decisively choose a candidate for governor. State Senator and Mr. Clean going through a rough divorce. Doug Mastriano. Mastriano is a hard-right Christian nationalist and a central figure in efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Pennsylvania. That victory speech must have been a little awkward. Thank you, Pennsylvania. I couldn't have done this without Dominion voting machines and the ghost of Hugo Chavez. These elections are rigged. Stop the steal. Lock me up. Lock me up.
So I guess we'll have to wait. Just like Kanye West once said, I guess we'll never know. But they're gonna have to do it. So, who knows? But after this brief ad, we're gonna get to listen to a song, so stay tuned.
Are you one of millions of Americans who can't get enough of Engantel? Do you have an uncontrollable urge to sing and dance to its irresistibly catchy songs?
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda. Have the songs of Encanto brought your life to a joy-filled yet grinding halt? Well, now there's hope. Encantix, the only prescription medication clinically proven to curb your cravings for the Encanto soundtrack.
Our kids were listening to Bruno 200, maybe 300 times a day. With Encantix, we've gotten it down to a solid 125.
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
Thanks, Encantix.
Encantix is a first of its kind pill. It doesn't go in your mouth. Simply insert one into each ear canal. Take a break from the sonic delights of national treasure Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's me.
Now I can spend less time singing and more time drinking at work. Thanks, Encantes.
Encantes. Take dos oruguitas and call me in the morning.
Encantix is not intended for use to curb Hamilton, Moana, or any other Disney musical. Call your doctor if you can't stop talking about Bruno for more than 4 hours. Encantix may cause explosive jazz hands. Encantix, from the makers of Prozac.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, everybody!
Hey, we're back after this brief ad, folks. Now we get to listen to an iconic song that is most famous in professional wrestling, persistently with professional wrestler Edge from the World Wrestling Entertainment. Now, he no longer used Metalingus. Instead, he used The Other Side by Edge's favorite band, Alter Bridge. But since he no longer uses Metalingus, we're gonna get to listen to Metalingus, and this is the live performance back in Wembley in 2017 called Metalingus, Edge's old team theme from the WWE. Here is Edge's favorite band, Alter Bridge.
Well, this is unbelievable. I cannot believe this. Look at all these people. This is the shit I used to dream about in my bedroom, playing air guitar with a tennis racket. This is it right now! Dreams fucking come true. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Mr. Scott Phillips on the drums. From Mr. Brian Marshall on the bass guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mark Tremonti on the guitar.
That was Alter Bridge with Metallingus. And you know, we will never, never, never hear that again unless he goes back to the light side as a babyface, but not now. We'll just have to listen to the other side for all eternity as Judgment Day has come to reckon everyone in the World Wrestling Entertainment. But until then, after this brief ad, we're gonna wrap this episode up.
Hey, America, it's your old pal, Joey B. I don't need to tell you that the world's changing fast. A little too darn fast, if you ask me, Jack. Everybody's putting their dough in Bitcoin this, cryptocurrency that. Trouble is, there are no laws to keep those investments safe. It's the dang Wild West out there, man. If you're the kind of dude who wants to keep your money safe and out of the hands of the government, save your money the way my mom and dad did. In a coffee can full of nickels. A coffee can full of nickels hidden under your mattress is just about the safest investment there is. First of all, it's a coffee can. Those suckers seal up tight. Second, there's no sweeter treasure than a tub of shiny nickels. As long as there are general stores selling Malamars and candy buttons, nickels are going to be worth a whole hell of a lot. And third, it's under your mattress. Come on, man. That's like your own cushy Fort Knox. Nobody's checking under there. Not even Mr. Taxman. Plus, this investment appreciates in value. I swear, sometimes I open my coffee can and it feels like there's a hell of a lot more nickels in there than before. It's like they're having nickel babies in there. So, act now, and you also get a Bill Malarkey rookie card for the spokes of your bicycle. Absolutely free!
This message brought to you by people who still use dial-up internet.
Oh, he's got mail.
After hours.
Finally, a good night's sleep.
Folks, that is it for this edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in next week for this Memorial Day weekend for two new episodes. So, good night.